This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witz and welcome to Morning Devotions. I like the story that Chuck Colson told of Larry Walters. Now, Larry was a 33-year-old truck driver who lived in the district of Los Angeles near the main LA airport. And every Sunday afternoon, he'd sit in a chair in the backyard, sunning himself, drinking beer, and he was a bit bored, didn't know what to do with himself. And one day, he came up with a strange idea. He got some balloons, attached them to his chair, and he wanted to see how high the chair would go in the air with him in the chair. So he bought 45 hot air weather balloons, got the helium and inflated these balloons, and he got his neighbours to come over and help him. So he also got a gun, hopped in the chair, and to see what would happen. Well, he thought he might go up 100 feet. And he had the gun to shoot the balloons if it got too high. So he told his neighbours to let go, and off he went. Now, amazingly, he didn't rise 100 feet. He rose 11,000 feet with a big wind gust. And believe it or not, he was spotted by a DC-10 pilot who said that he'd just seen someone in a chair come by his window. Unbelievable. But for 4 hours, LA International Airport diverted flights coming in because here was Larry Walters hanging onto his lawn chair at 11,000 feet. So the helicopters were sent up to guide him back to the ground. When he arrived, with all the media there, they said, "Are you going to do this again?" "No," he said. "Well, why did you do it in the first place?" And Larry said, "You just can't sit there." You see, he was bored. Life had no meaning. This went to air on television in the States on the 2nd of July, 1982. But they called him Armchair Larry. He got more than he bargained for. How often have you heard someone say, "Well, I don't know, life's boring. I'm bored." I've heard some teenagers say this, but what do they mean? What do you mean? Are you bored with your job or yourself? Do you find yourself a boring person? I think we've all been bored at some stage. I mean, boredom is this message sent by our subconscious mind telling you what you're doing now is not important. So we become agitated. We want a change of direction. There's a sense of restlessness. A man who is 57 wrote these words, "I'm bored these past few years. I've got no problems. I'm in good health. It's just that life seems so boring. My wife and I have our normal social life, whatever that means. People pop around to visit us from time to time. I have some gardening. I walk in the countryside when the weather suits. I should be counting my blessings, and I do that. But I can't help feeling there's a monotony to my life that can't be fixed. And some days I go to bed thinking, is this all there is? On those days, I'm obviously lacking some gratitude." They were his comments. Well, study has shown us that boredom has actually been associated with increase in drug and alcohol abuse, overeating, depression, anxiety, and this increase of making mistakes. Now, of course, we all make mistakes. Mistakes at work mightn't be a matter of life or death for most of us, unless you're an air traffic controller or a pilot. So what should we do? Well, I'm thinking, and I'll talk again about this tomorrow, that Jesus had an answer, as he always does. He summed up his mission on earth with these famous words, and we read them from John 10, verse 10. "I have come that you might have life and have it to the full." One man said that he used to hate getting up in the morning because he didn't like his own life. And then one day he met Jesus. He had an encounter with Jesus. Now he said, "I love my life. I love my family, my work. I'm overwhelmed every day. I know that Christians are supposed to look forward to heaven, but I don't want to die yet because I'm having so much fun." So there was a man who had gone from point A to point B. So what I'm saying today is that Christianity's got the answers here to make life worthwhile. And yet many people, and that includes Christians, are utterly bored with life. A survey I read indicated that 54% of all Americans go to work mainly to escape boredom of life at home, and 70% of American teenagers say they're bored with school. 25% of teenagers in the States said they got drunk on the weekend because they were so bored. So let's talk again about this tomorrow. It'd be great for you to be with me. Lord, we do know that this is a matter, a problem for so many, boredom. Lord, you have the answer. Help us to think about it, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.